Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore continues our series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Proverbs 12:3 says, the Lord will cut off the flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. They'll even lie, they'll exaggerate, they'll magnify just to impress people. Matter of fact, most people that are show and tell are real good liars. We've had people, I can't tell you the number of letters and emails and things that we get on a daily basis that got to tell us their doctrine. It's not to bless us or their songs. Why do they want us to hear about all their doctrine and all their songs? Why? They should be doing what God's telling them to do. It's to impress us with them. Okay, we don't write people and tell them about our doctrines and our songs. You know, we just do what God's telling us to do. Okay, so that's another thing. Okay, then the prover. You understand what I mean by that? The prover. If you say it's blue, they say it's blue-gray. You know that person? It'd be like, you know, you're trying to win a country. You're trying to get them to come over to your side or something, you know? And they say there's no bombs there, you know, and you say, well, it's a mini bomb. You know, you got to prove something. The prover person. It's not a mini disc, it's a micro disc. You understand what I'm saying? It's always not exactly, it's the prover. The know-it-all. They're always got to prove. You'll understand what I'm getting at when we go further along in the story about why I'm being so detailed about these things. The prover person. It doesn't matter how you explain it. They've always got to come at it from another angle and prove you wrong. Okay? Like, you know, you've always got the person that hears a sermon and it's all good, but this one point. You know, or, you know, this chair is blue, but really it's black blue. You understand? The prover. Okay. So, then you got the last but not least person, the always talker that never shuts up. You ever been around them? They never shut up. You cannot get a word in edgewise. Doesn't matter what you have to say, you can't squeak a word in if you want to. They have an opinion about everything. They just never shut up. Never. Doesn't matter what the topic is, they always have something to say about it. They always know something about it. They have something to say about it. They just never shut up. And it doesn't matter what time of the day it is, what time of the night it is, they're always talking. Okay? Do these people make a good ambassador? For the king. Do they make a good ambassador for a country? Do they make a good ambassador for anything? Any one of these categories. Okay, which one do y'all fit in? Y'all want me to tell you which one I fit in? See, y'all do. I kind of fit into every one of them. I kind of fit into, get insecure sometime. Get full of pride sometime. Every one of us do. Little bit of every one of them. Kind of working on every one of them just a little bit. I'm a lot better about the insecure thing, you know, than I used to be. But every once in a while, I got to prove something. Get aggravated and got to prove it. No, I'm right about this. Now, don't mess with me anymore about this. I'm right about this, you know. Still got some of that. But I'm growing in it. Okay? But I'm honest. I know where I'm at. I'm not going to lie to myself about it. But if you don't look at yourself and you don't judge yourself, what happens to you? You get judged. So it's real good to judge yourself. Then you don't get judged. So I've gotten past the point where I don't want to be an example anymore. I already know, okay, you're an example. So you might as well do it upright, okay? Okay, so let's go on to the next thing. Proverbs 21:23 said, he that keeps his mouth and keeps his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. And James talks about, I think it's James 1:19, be slow to speak, quick to hear, you know. Let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. Yeah, that's a good thing, right? So then the second thing, how to act. Does it matter how we act? Does it matter how we act? Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Everybody turn there to this one. These were some of my problems too. Now, y'all don't have any of these, I know. So I'm just reiterating what I had problems with in the past. I thought it might interest y'all this morning. Y'all like to hear about other people's problems, don't you? Yeah, yeah. Tell you about my problems and maybe it'll help you help your friends or something. Maybe you'll place your friends in one of these categories or your mom or your brother or somebody, yeah. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Our second point is how you act if you're an ambassador for the king. Say, I'm an ambassador for the king. I live in a great kingdom. And I serve a great king. You said it. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:1. But understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be what? And utterly what? Lovers of money, aroused by inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant. Contemptuous boasters, there will be abusive, blasphemous scoffers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful and unholy and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting to no truce or appeasement. They will be slanderers and false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled, fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements, more than and rather than lovers of God. For although they hold a form of piety, true religion, and deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it, their conduct bellies and genuineness of their profession, avoid all such people, turn away from them. What happens in the end times? People become self-centered. Think about themselves. Only thinking about what they want. This is the part of the problems where I got in trouble. I didn't want to get ready on time. I didn't care if people had to wait on me. And it's really a bad thing. Ask yourself this question. And all the married guys, close your eyes. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Every married guy in here, close your eyes and put your head down. When I got married, I wanted to be with my husband. I got married because I wanted to be with my husband. But it got to a point where it was too much trouble to be ready when he wanted to be ready. So it got to a point where he wound up doing a lot of things by himself. How many married women in here, don't raise the hand closest to your husband. And the person on the other side of you, raise your hand close to them so they won't know it if they raise their hand. How many of you married women in here have wound up, your husband winds up doing a lot of stuff by themselves because you're not ready on time? Yeah. Yeah. It's not fun. Or just nod your head. Yeah, that's an easier thing. There you go. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why'd you marry him? Guys who can open your eyes. See, so I had to come to a conclusion. I married my husband because I wanted to be with my husband. You understand my point? But it got to a point where I was so selfish that I didn't want to get up. I just got my priorities all mixed up. You understand what I'm saying? I'd rather make the bed than put my makeup on. I'd rather my house be clean or the dishes be in the dishwasher than my clothes be on. Oh, it got quiet in here. But why did you get married? You can't be an ambassador. You think it doesn't matter. But it's so important. You can't be an ambassador for Christ if you're never ready to do what he needs you to do when he needs you to do it. And that was my problem. We would need to do something for God, but I was never ready. I was always late. That was part of our problem. Now, I don't have to tell you these things, guys. These things can be embarrassing. So we would fight. F-I-G-H-T. Because I wasn't ready. But the dishes were in the dishwasher. And the bed was made. And the house was clean. And the towels were picked up. And the washing machine was running so that the towels could be ready to be put in the dryer when I got back home. And the dishes were ready and the house was straightened up. But I was not ready to do what I needed to do with my husband, nor was I ready to be an ambassador for God. But I was ready to have a fight with my husband. You can't be an ambassador if you're never ready. If you're always running late. I know we had some people that used to travel with us. And I'll never forget it. We were at a church one day. And I love this person. They feel like part of family to me. I've known them for years and years and years. Now listen to this. We, my husband, the person that was speaking at a large church, the church probably had 2,000 people. This has been 10 years ago. We were at this church. The pastor and his wife, my husband and myself, the woman's husband, were sitting down in the van for 30 minutes waiting on this wife to come down because she was not dressed ready for us to go to dinner. Is that okay? Never. Why would it be okay for the whole world to revolve around you? Is that love? Never. But it's your lifestyle. It's people waiting on you. Selfishness. Self, lovers of self, self-centered. If you have to get up an hour early and get your makeup on and your hair done, get yourself up an hour early. Be ready to be an ambassador for Christ.
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Ambassadors for Christ, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402N. That's R1402N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.